Hey guys, this is Life Talks with Scott, and today we're going to talk about government. So, as I just said in the intro, we're talking about government today, and I want you to know government does not equate to politics, all right? So we're not talking about politics, we're talking about government, pretty much God's government and what that looks like. The Lord's really been speaking to me lately through dreams and some other things about government, about structure, about foundations. And so we just finished kind of our conversation on the apostolic. We defined the biblical the biblical definition of apostle, and the apostles are such a governmental, they're such a governmental role and position. They're part of the fivefold ministry, what I would call pretty much the makeup of the government of a church. And we even in that we talked about there is no exact government model that the New Testament gives us, but they do give us these offices, which are really meant to help the church. They're almost governmental positions. Now, how you use them and what your local body looks like, that really is up to the person, the culture, the discretion of the church. You have a lot of freedom in that. But there are these, what I would call, offices of the church, which are like governmental positions, much like we would have a senator, a president, or you could look, you know, let's do branches. You have president, executive, senator, legislative, then you have judges, judicial, right? Okay, so they're different, you know, offices and makeup. So, but all that to say is that the Lord does have a government, right? He has a government. What was the gospel that Jesus taught his disciples? The gospel of the kingdom, right? Kingdom is a government. It is the domain of the king. It is where his dominion, his rule, all right, everything in his government has actual dominion and influence and reign, right? So when Jesus told his disciples, what did he tell them to do? He's like, go preach the gospel of the kingdom, okay? It's what he says in Luke. It's what he says in all his gospels. I came to preach the gospel of the kingdom. Now, we know Matthew uses a different phrase, but for the most part, it is the gospel of the kingdom, okay? So there is a government to God's rule. Okay, there is an actual government to God's rule. And I want to go read Isaiah 9, starting in verse 7. Here's what it says. It says, well, let's start in verse 6. It says, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end, on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Right? So here we go. We actually see the word government. And actually, this word's only used, I think, maybe these two times in the entire Old Testament, if I'm not mistaken. Don't hold me to that, but if they're not, it's only used a very few times. It's not used once in the, it's not even used in the New Testament. But here we get the word government, okay? And it literally means what we think it means. It's a governmental structure, okay? The governing body of an entity or whatever it may be. But what I really want to focus on today is in verse 7, right? It says, you know, talking about government, the increase of his government, of the increase of his government and of peace, there will be no end, right? And so we need to understand the kingdom, the government of Jesus Christ is expanding, and it doesn't slow down, it doesn't stop, it is always increasing. Of its increase there will be no end. Okay, and so I really want to go down in verse 7, and it says this: on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish and to uphold it. Okay, so we're now talking about upholding the kingdom, upholding the kingdom of God. Okay, which for me. The kingdom of God is where the government of God is fully active, right? It's the dominion of the king. So the government of Jesus is fully active within his kingdom. Okay, now it's fully active anyway, but the kingdom is where it has full reign, right? And so it says this, there will be no end on the throne of David and over his kingdom to establish it and to uphold it with what? What is the kingdom? What is the government of Jesus Christ? The kingdom of Jesus Christ. What is it? What upholds it? Okay, here we go. Justice and righteousness is what upholds the kingdom of God that we see right there on the throne of David and over his kingdom to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness. Right? So what is that? What does that mean? Right? What does it mean? So how can something be upheld by justice and righteousness, right? We think of justice as like, you know, being right, being judged rightly, you know, but really here's what justice is. If you actually go look at the Hebrew, it's mishpat, right? That's the word mishpat. And it actually means an actual judgment. In other words, an ordinance, okay, a decision. That's what that word means. That means that word literally means a sentence, a decision, an executive judgment, litigation, an act that has been decided. Okay, it is an ordinance. In other words, it is a decree. Okay, that's what that means. So when it says justice, it is something that has been decreed, right? So when the government, okay, because I want to build on this. So two things that hold up the government of Jesus. In other words, it's what his government's made out of. It is one, justice, which upholds it, which is a decree. In other words, it's something that is being declared by the Lord. Right? It is a decree from the Lord. It is a sentence, a decision of the Lord. And then the second thing is righteousness. Okay, you say, so what is righteousness? Okay, because there's so many times throughout the Old Testament that you see justice and righteousness used together. So justice is the decree that is spoken and ordered by the Lord, right? And then righteousness is the act of walking in that decree. Do you get that? Because even in if you go look at the Hebrew, you know, it's like, I can't even pronounce the word in Hebrew, but the word literally means justice and righteousness. In other words, rightness in God, rightness in everything. But this, because it's used in accordance with the word justice, rightness, righteousness really means walking in the verdict that came from the justice, right? So the justice, remember, it's a decree. Righteousness is walking in that decree. You walk it out. And that is what upholds the government of God. I mean, it's literally the Lord decrees something and then walks it out. You know, or if we are actually walking in the governmental aspect of God, God decrees something. We on earth, think of us as like his enforcers, right? Because God is judge. Okay, he's the judge. He is the executive branch, right? And he's the one who also brings the law. He does all these things, okay? But in reality, we are the enforcers, okay? Because God chooses to use us. We are his enforcers here on earth. In other words, from heaven, and this is what it means to be governmental. God decrees something, but then we walk it out, and that's the righteousness. We are in right standing with the decree of God. And so God decrees it, and we walk it out. Or God speaks it to us, we declare it, we trumpet, right? Through our voice, through the prophetic, through whatever, we declare what the Lord has said, and then we walk it out. And that is what it means to be truly governmental. Because if all you do is declare and you don't walk it out, right? And you don't walk in the reality of what you just declared, you're only half of the government aspect. Right, but there's this declaration, and then there's the follow through with right being righteous, which means you are in right standing with that decree. In other words, you know, last Sunday on the 16th of August, John got up there and he said that there's a healing. There's this thing right now for healing in the house, and he said 60 people. Right, so yeah, we can declare that. But if we want to walk in justice and righteousness, we declare it. Okay, that's the decree. That's the justice. We have brought forth what the Lord is saying. But the righteous part of it is we are now partnering. We are now standing with that. So what does that look like? That means we are now agreeing with the decree. And that means we will be praying for people to be healed. A lot of times, it demands an action. And that's actually part of the definition of that word. It's a righteous act. Okay, in other words, it's an act that is in agreement with the just decree that came from heaven. And that is the government of God. And if you think of it, it's the essence of faith, the life of faith, right? The life of faith is something is spoken by God to humanity or to someone. The Lord speaks something, and then by faith, that individual agrees with what is spoken from God and walks it out. That is the government of God. It is spoken and it is walked out. Okay? By faith, Abraham took hold of the promise. Okay? That means the Lord decreed something, the Lord stated something as a judge, as the legislator, as you know, the executive branch, whatever. The Lord declares it, and here is Abraham saying, I heard it, I am declaring it, and now I am partnering with it and walking it out. Okay, that is what it means to be governmental, and that is what it means to live a life of faith. Here's the thing. The Lord has spoken things to you. The Lord's spoken things over your life, but are you standing in rights? Are you in right standing with those decrees over your life? Are you walking in the righteousness of His government? Because in order for it to be established and upheld, right, in order for it to be upheld, there is the decree, but there is the partnering with the decree where you stand in alignment with it. It's not just a consent of, oh, I agree. That's not what it is. It is, I am now going to partner with this and walk in this, in what the Lord has spoken. And that is what makes you, that is the righteousness, right, that upholds His government. Now, that doesn't mean, I'm not saying that you get your righteousness from you know, partnering with the Lord's decrees. I'm talking about His government. You get your righteousness from partnering with what He did through Jesus. So in a sense, yes, you're right. But your salvation alone, if you're saying what makes me righteous, what makes you righteous is that the Lord declared all mankind, all humanity is saved through Jesus and Jesus alone, through His blood. And then you are made righteous because you come into alignment with that decree, with that judgment, with that decision. All right, so it really is, but right now I'm not talking about your eternal salvation. I'm talking about walking in the governmental authority of the Lord, where the Lord speaks and you a partner with it and you say, amen, Lord, this is what you're doing. Right? So we have this thing where the Lord says 60 people are going to be healed at least. So now we need to come in and be in right standing with that. And it might demand righteous acts of praying for people. All right? Does that make sense? And so so the Lord's really been speaking to me about this governmental thing. All right, and part of it is we have got to hear what the Lord is saying, and we got to decree it. But not only that, we have to come into right standing with that decree. All right, and that is what upholds His kingdom and His government. So that's all we have time for today, guys. If you have any questions, please write them down. Look, I am jumping into this and really studying this. It's something I'm developing. So kudos to you guys, because you get to hear some of my external processing as I go through this. All right, guys, you guys be blessed, and we'll pick this up on Thursday.